When you face obstacles on your road through life, what's your natural reaction? How do you deal with them? And as you look back, how well have you handled them in the past? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Obstacles typically create stress and suffering. Under those conditions, let's be honest, we don't always make the best choices. And the other thing, not all the obstacles out there are meant to be crashed through or torn down. Often it's more the one within that needs conquering first. Take the idea of strongholds. We tend to think of them as some dark spiritual force or place out there that we need to overcome. But perhaps not. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, beginning at verse 3. Indeed, we live as human beings, but we don't wage war according to human standards. For the weapons of our warfare aren't merely human, but they have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every proud obstacle raised up against the knowledge of God, and we take every thought captive to obey Christ. So the only time that the word stronghold is used in the New Testament, it's talking about the proud thoughts inside the hearts of believers. That's you and me. And those strongholds within set themselves up against our knowledge of God. Scary, hey? I think of strongholds as some belief, some behavior contrary to Scripture that we hold on to so strongly that try as we might, we can't let go of it to lay hold of the good things, the wisdom, the blessings that God has planned for us. That's why God's calling us to take every thought captive to obey Christ. That's His word, fresh for you today. Are you prepared to be honest about the ideas, the worldly beliefs that have set themselves up against God in you? Maybe it's time to pray. And of course, the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And friend, we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.